वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय प्रतिधा इंद्रिया प्राण मन बुद्धि equal with the Supreme Absolute. Avikriyam, unaffected. Translation. The Muni's sense organs, breath, mind, intelligence, were all restrained from the material activities, and he was situated in a trance apart from the three. Wakefulness, dream, and consciousness. Having achieved the transcendental position, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Absolute. Please repeat after me. The Muni's sense organs, breath and intelligence. Breath, mind, and intelligence. Were all restrained from material activities. And he was situated in a trance. Apart from the three, wakefulness, dream, and unconsciousness. Having achieved a transcendental position. Qualitatively equal with the Supreme Absolute. Thank you. Bhagavad, it appears that the Muni in whose hermitage the king entered was in yogic trance. The transcendental position is attained by three processes, namely process of jnana or theoretical knowledge of transcendence, the process of yoga or factual realization of trance by manipulation of physiological and psychological functions of the body. The most approved process of bhakti yoga or engagement of the senses in the devotional service of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita also, we have the information of the gradual development of perception for the matter to a living entity. Our material mind and body develop from the material entity, from the living entity, the soul. Being influenced by the three qualities of matter, we forget our real identity. The jnana process theoretically speculates about the reality of the soul, but bhakti yoga factually engages the spirit soul. So in activities, the perception of matter is transcendental to still subtler states of the senses. The senses are transcended to the subtler mind and then to breathing activities and gradually to intelligence. Beyond the intelligence, the living soul is realized by the mechanical activities of the yoga system. A practice of meditation, restraining the senses, regulating the breathing system and applying intelligence to rise to the transcendental position. This trance stopped all material activities of the body. The king saw the Muni in that position. He also saw the Muni as follows. Follows means the next verse. So we can see here our trance is said. Our trance also is mentioned in detail in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga. Here Bhagavad is mentioning about process of jnana and others. So we can have little idea about trance means. We don't know that much, but about we know about bhakti yoga trance means the absorption in the thought of form, beauty, pastimes, and also service. Once one of Prabhupada's disciples asked, Krishna gave most confidential knowledge that always think of me, become my devotee, Manmanabha, Madhbhakta, Maddaji, worship me, and pay obeisance to me. Thus, I promise you, definitely will come to me. This is most confidential knowledge. Sometimes we are not meditating, it's not possible. So I will go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, it doesn't matter. You are serving, you are giving some assignment? Yes. This service is not like service to Krishna? Yes. So it is ordered by the authority? Yes. So this is, if you meditate on the service of Krishna, how to do it, this is as good as. And since we are trying to fulfill the desire of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every town and village, to preach Krishna consciousness, and different persons are given different assignments in this propagation of Krishna consciousness. Either inside the temple or outside, managerial, doesn't matter. And if you are absorbed in that, in service. He says, Buddha is absorbed in the thought of Krishna. Because Krishna's service, service to Krishna and Krishna, service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, service to thinking of Chaitanya, same thing. Rather, instead of all the time thinking, he should do something. When Prabhupada was asked many things, and Prabhupada once said, I ask my Guru Maharaj only one thing, one question. What is that? How can I serve you? So now, you all boys, one day Prabhupada said, and girls, in a moving speech, Prabhupada said, move the heart of everybody. I think one of the appearance or disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta is famous, let's say, Prabhupada gave. My Guru Maharaj asked me to preach Krishna consciousness. I had nothing. He tried in India, no cooperation I can get. Then I came here, this America. I was thinking how to preach Krishna consciousness. My Guru Maharaj said, throughout the world, I've got nothing. So Prabhupada prayed to Krishna. There's some poems that he wrote, composed, that you have brought me here. You know why you have brought me. Now get these things done. If you want here, it doesn't seem like they will listen to Harikatha. There is so much passion. Here people and so much Ugra Karma. Big 100-story building and all the time cars are moving day and night. They don't have time to listen. But if you want that which is impossible, it can be possible. Then you listen to me. If somebody listens, susu sudhadhanasya, then gradually other things will follow. Thus they will become gradually listening, giving oral reception. Gradually they will become free from mode of passion and ignorance, which most of the people are in the world. And when you become free from these two modes, they will come to mode of goodness. Unless somebody comes to mode of goodness, he cannot serve Prabhupada. So devotees, most of them are mode of goodness, you can see. And the process is Savanam, Kirtanam. This is very important for devotees. There are 64 items, most important. There are 9. One can do 9. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sharanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakkam, something like that, Atmanivedanam. And out of 9, somebody can do 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And any doing, they can achieve perfection. You can see how Maharaj Parikshit, simply by hearing, he achieved perfection in Bhakti Yoga. Simply by glorifying Sukadeva Goswami, he achieved perfection. Simply by remembering, you can tell, Prahlad Maharaj achieved perfection. Simply by doing Vandana, Okruya achieved perfection. Check it out, all these items, I am trying to recall it. Simply by doing archana, Prithu Maharaj achieved perfection. How many says? Five more stories. Simply by serving Lakshmi Devi achieved perfection. Simply by becoming a servant, Hanuman achieved perfection. As a servant, and as by messaging, you know, feet and all these things, Padasevan, Lakshmi Devi. The servant. Simply by making friendship, Arjuna achieved perfection. And simply by completely surrendering, will take Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj achieved perfection. And those incidents are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada said, among them, devotees asked for Prabhupada, how you became such a big leader? Preacher? I said, When my Guru Maharaj will be speaking Harikatha, I will be listening. Some other devotees, their god brother, they may listen, go away, again come, some go on, then come again. But I used to listen attentively. So one who listens nicely, with rapt attention, and he can also teach nicely. So Prabhupada said, this was my quality. I listen nicely when my Guru Maharaj will speak Harikatha for hours and hours. So, who say whatever you listen here, it's not that I know all these things. No, that is not the point. Point is to develop attachment to Harikatha. So, Sushruta Dhamma Swami, if you rapt attention, listen, and Vasudeva Katharati, then you develop attachment in Krishna Katha, attachment to Krishna Katha. This is as good as attachment to Krishna. In Krishna Katha, the gopis song that Tava katham mritam tapta jivanam, a life full of suffering, anxiety. Simply Harikatha can bring nectar, bring our life. So Bhurida jana, it gives abundance. Bhurida, Bhuri means love. Śrīla Mahāprabhu used to say, when Pratāpudra, Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, saw, he wants to meet. But Chaitanya Mahāprabhu said, when he approached through his secretary, he said, no, I am a sannyasi, I cannot see men, Vishwari, who is surrounded by beautiful ladies, mani, swimming in mani. No. That is scripture, there is forbidden. And anyway, still, they are insisting and say, all right, send his son. I can see. His father came to know, the prince can go. They send his young son, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to treat him nicely. But later on, still the king wants to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are asking. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associate says, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take rest in the garden, after being Rath Yatra time, during Rath Yatra time, get exhausted, then you can go and approach him. And taking resting, you go and massage his feet, do some service. So yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying and massaging his feet, completely absorbed in thought of Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lila, all this. And he's wearing. And softly he was chanting these verses of Gopīta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up. Oh! Bhurida, Bhurida, you have given me so much, I have given you nothing. And he embraced him. And this way he got the people of Chaitanya. He would never see him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won't see him. Now he's in the embracing. Why? Tava katham mṛtam. Krishna katha is like nectar. It doesn't matter who is speaking. Anybody who is speaking, you should listen. Because if you develop attachment to Krishna Katha, as good as developing attachment to Krishna. There are many few other verses there. Wonderful. The gopis, they are the top devotees. They are teaching us. They are as the example of devotional service. How to serve Krishna. Any bhujavasi. The service to Krishna is spontaneous. Kalradhanam. And our service, in most cases, is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are just forcibly doing all this. Or listening, come to the class, don't like to give class. This is forcing. This is called the different ways, the different people serve. Somebody out of fear, he serves God, hearing and listening. Out of he has got some desire to fulfill, so he serves God, hearing, listening, given by. And some has a sense of duty, does. And one spontaneously does. That is best. We have to come to that stage. That is the gradual process. Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, just do, perform Vaidhi Bhakti. One day it will become natural. It will become natural to take Krishna prasad, nothing else. It becomes natural to come to Mangala to take bath early in the morning. It becomes natural. Meaning those who are in this movement longer and longer, then this thing becomes natural to take bath early. Though it is very cold, still somehow. Very cold. I don't feel like going out of the room. Go to class. Still comes. Still gives lectures. Still does aruti. The bare body, very cold. Just cause something. Become natural. It's supposed to. It becomes just that this is all life, that's all. More and more days there are, practice is said, habit is the second nature. Again, again do, it becomes your nature. That is why many devotees come in the movement, Prabhupada said. But only few stays. Maybe past he did many, many times. So it is just a part of his life. This is his life. His mold of his life is like this. Get up early in the morning, take bath, go to Mangalarati, chant, dance in front of deity, appreciate the deity, how beautiful it is, meditate, listen Krishna Katha, start doing japa, go for Sankirtan, and they're spontaneously doing and enjoying. Because it looks like as if when the devotees chant, dance, with nice tilak, sari, clothes, with midanga karta, wonderfully decorating their body, tilak, it looks like the devotees look like that they are coming from Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha Dutta, chanting and dancing. Like the peacocks in Vrindavan, dancing in ecstasy. This is natural. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favorite bhasti, Arantha Bhagavan Vijayasatana, one is the darling, beloved of all Vrajavasis. This is Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan, in simple words, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Braj. He's always going. That means only 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. Either Sravanam, either listening Krishna Katha, or telling, glorifying, or making somebody devotee. 24 hours. Braja means, another time, Pukas is one place, where everybody loves Krishna. Now, so this is Barsan, this is Vrindavan, you know, Brajamanda. Prabhupada wanted to make. So why? Everybody is completely devoted in Krishna's service. Krishna is here, Radha Krishna, Lord Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra, Govind Nitai, everything is there. As Krishna is worshipable, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, his dham is worshipable, his devotees are worshipable. And greatest among them are the Brajavasi, Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, Upananda, Siddham, Siddham, Vasudham, Vishava, so many Krishna's friends, Arjuna, Madhumangal, the greatest devotees of the Lord. Among them, greatest Radhika, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, Sudevi, Tungavidya, all the eight Shakhis, they are teaching us how to serve Krishna, how to please Champakalata. Always collecting Champaka flower. Krishna likes making garland. Krishna has got a garland called Vaijanti Mala, they know, made of five flowers, types of what Krishna likes, they know. Radhani sometimes makes. Krishna also sometimes makes garland. Radhani says, no, what he's doing? This is real Vrindavan. And they are showing us how to serve Krishna. That the highest example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopi shows the highest example. The man after Krishna. Krishna has gone back to Vrindavan, left Vrindavan. Now Dwarka, he is surrounded by aristocratic ladies, the queens, coming from high class. And Brajavasis, their simple life, they know the Jamuna, they know the little Krishna goes to tend the cows with Nanda Baba's 9,30,000 cows. In different colors, Krishna loved them, having their different name. Krishna called them by blowing his bugle or flute in different notes and they can understand Krishna is calling. Kasturika, Shaboli, Dhavoli, Padmini, Rangini, they can understand, they go towards Krishna and other things. Oh, where is he going? Must be Krishna. He's going to have. He's thinking of Krishna, Krishna also thinks of Krishna. He needs to play the flute. He has got different flute. small flute made of bamboo. Kalbangsi, kalmudali, small, some holes there, made of bamboo. Krishna Hari, without flute, Krishna can. Krishna can be separated from his flute, his swatastra. And flute should be always with Krishna. He always wants to have that. And he has got other flute. He enchants the whole world in this flute. And the other flutes, Mahananda, Sammohini, something like that. He plays this flute. And the gopis can understand in a particular note, and this Krishna is calling. And they go, leaving everything. When they can hear Krishna's flute, they leave everything. They're not properly dressing in their state. Half the done. They are doing all these things, what they call? Cosmetics and all these things, using half done, half earring, one earring, another not done. The moment done. Showing us how to serve Krishna, how so enthusiastic, mad to serving Krishna. So, one day, Krishna always exchanges thought, respond to his devotee according to his surrender and according to his mood and his mood of service and surrender. He responds to his devotees. And Krishna, gopis are 24 hours thinking of Krishna in separation. They are going to die almost like. And Krishna can understand, though he is in Dwaraka, he sends his great devotee Uddhava, who is from his childhood, he is a great devotee. He is always absorbed in serving Krishna. He has got a little Krishna when he was a little boy. And his mother sometimes come, bring breakfast, food. Then again noontime comes, see, his son hasn't even prasad, breakfast, still is there. He came for noon meal for his son. And son is absorbed in taking care of his deity Krishna, dressing him, feeding him, bathing him, decorating him with wonderful old dresses, ornaments. He knows nothing but Krishna. The devotees meditate on all these great devotees' pastimes and that, how they serve Krishna. But greater than Uttara is the Brajavasis. So Krishna one day, one, to send his most confidential servant to the Brajavasis to pacify them. He wrote a letter and he said, Uddhava is a very experienced person. He is so absorbed in Krishna's thought, always with the Krishna, 24 hours in Dwaraka. He will stay with Krishna, talk with Krishna, serve him, and then Krishna fall asleep. Sometime by serving, suddenly he will fall asleep at the lotus feet of Krishna. He looks also like Krishna. He looks also like Krishna, very beautiful. And Krishna wants to send him to Vrindavan to pacify his greatest devotee. One devotee one asked over, Prabhupada, I am always thinking of you, your instruction, also Krishna. And Prabhupada wrote him back, as you are thinking of me, I also think of you, though I have got many disciples. As you think of Krishna, Krishna also thinks of you, maybe more. Though there are innumerable living entities, maybe more than what you think of Krishna. So always remember to remember Krishna, always. And Krishna also will remember you. Both in later wrote this to a devotee. So, the Deva Guru, the spiritual master of all the demigods, was Brihaspati. And Uddhava was the disciple of Brihaspati. So he's very learned. He knows how to handle the situation. Very experienced person. So Krishna asked Uddhava, what I should do? He said, this is special. I think you are the right person to go there. Krishna consulted Uddhava. No, Krishna doesn't require to consult anybody. But he's doing his pastimes with his greatest devotee, one of them, Uddhava. and sending him to Vrindavan. Another boy with a letter. There, the nice house, Krishna is being remembered by the great devotees shown. He read Krishna book. Delivery of the message of Buddha, maybe something like that, heading to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, something like that, to the gopis, something. Checked out. It's in Krishna book there. Very nice chapter. You can read how we can learn so much. How he, seeing Uddhav, he has been received by Nanda Maharaj and in his house, gave him a seat, asana, he sat down. Nanda Maharaj asking how is Vasudev, how is Devaki? Now Kamsa has died, they must be now happy, they are released. Krishna is king by Krishna. How is Krishna? How is Balaram? They talk about us, they think about us. Can they think about their friends? Sometimes talk about this. Is there any chance they can sometimes come here? We can see Krishna's beautiful face and Balaram's and Mother Yashoda. In their presence and attention, she is listening. She is sitting by the side of her husband and listening what Uddhava is saying. And this way, and they are talking so much about Krishna, Uddhava and Nanda Baba. Nanda is telling how he was other inhabitant, Garga, Gargacharya, how he told about his son, he's as good as Narayan, he had many other incarnations, all these details there, you know, appear. Those who are his devotee, he protects them, he is there. He may be there. You think they are almost like some, must be Krishna Balaram was like some demigod maybe. They are doing all wonderful activities. Every day they go with their son of the inhabitants of Vrindavan with Krishna and Balaram, and every day they see how Krishna Balaram does wonderful pastimes. And they come back and tell, Mommy, Daddy, Krishna did it, Krishna did that. And Mother Yashoda is listening, absorbed in thought, and Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava are talking about Krishna, Balaram and their pastime. They are absorbed in that. How time passes, they don't know. Whole night they discuss these things. And Mother just out of affection, tears roll down her eyes. Out of affection for Krishna, every parent sometimes see their children, sometimes see their son, but how may they may become big, but think of all their childhood days. So out of affection and love, milk flowed from her breast. And the two together flowing like a river, small. Make her sarees, clothes, everything wet completely. She is completely absorbed, unaware of what is happening. Whole night this way passed. Prabhupada nicely commented there. If I can find that in the victory. The Brajavasis this should be followed. How to meditate always on Krishna's pastime. Delivery of the message of Krishna to the gopis. Nanda and Uddhava thus passed the whole night in discussing Krishna. Prabhupada said, if we practice Krishna consciousness, In the present body, while we are in a healthy condition, in good mind, simply by chanting the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, we will have every possibility of fixing our mind upon Krishna at the time of death. If that is done, then our life becomes successful. Without any doubt, similarly, if we keep our mind always absorbed in the fruitive activities for material enjoyment, then naturally, at the time of death, we shall think of such activities, again be forced to enter into the material conditions body to suffer the threefold miseries of material existence. Therefore, to remain always absorbed in Krishna consciousness was the standard of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, as exhibited by Maharaj Nanda, Yashoda and the gopis. If we can simply follow their footsteps, even to a minute proportion, our lives will entirely become successful. We will enter into the spiritual kingdom by Gunta. While describing the uncommon activities of Krishna before Uddhava, Nanda Maharaj gradually became overwhelmed and could not speak anymore. As far as Mother Yashoda, she sat by the side of her husband and heard the pastimes of Krishna without speaking. Then whatever I said, like all those things there. And then, when Uddhava saw Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda so extraordinarily overwhelmed with the thoughts of Krishna, this is called samadhi, Prabhupada said. In Krishna consciousness, to be absorbed, what you listen Krishna katha, you think whole day, and if your body, my body, you work for Krishna. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote later to Rupa and Sanatana. And they again writing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to see you, I don't want to become minister of Hussain Shah, all these posts you don't want, I want to serve you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, this is the way of Krishna consciousness. Just like a young girl, she may know a young boy, and she likes that boy. But by the arrangement of providence, externally by their father and mother, arranged marriage, she is married to a boy, another person. But she cannot forget that boy. She, time to time, she remembers all the time, when I see that boy, when I meet him. And though, so that her husband cannot know, so that. So he does her service very nicely. Perfect. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the best example. We should be doing like that. Externally, we should be working for Krishna with our body and everything. And mind should be like that girl. When I see Krishna, and go back to him. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. This is the best way. The devotee should take this attitude. With his body and limbs, everything, he should be working day and night for Krishna. Prabhupada told in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, in short, first thing. And with his mind always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Krishna's form, duty, the wonderful pastime, the devotee is in Vrindavan. And then just as you go back to Vrindavan. This is absorption. Vrajavasya has two characteristics. One is, they are absorbed always 24 hours in the thought of Krishna. Another is, they are always hankering how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. This is to be learned from the Vrajavasis. So Prabhupada engaged us. Competition. Who can serve more? He also told, my Guru Maharaj simply asked, how can I serve you? Service is very important. It's not day and night, simply meditate. Krishna's form, beauty. Sit down. A young boy and girl, it is not possible. Many does that, and then they cannot maintain their standard and purity, the script. This is for Bhajanandi. Our movement is meant for preaching, not how I can go back to Godhead. No. Broad-minded person is that, He said, I will go back to God. At the same time, take others, as many as possible. So tell others, please take prasad, please chant Hare Krishna, and gradually people will come, inspire them. And at the same time, you practice. Engage 24 hours in Krishna service and try to spread Krishna consciousness for yourself. So, Prabhupada then commented a few other places like that. How one should like that think of Krishna. In another place Prabhupada says, read it out to you. Mentioning about Bhujabhasis, how they set up example. Just trying to find out. Prabhupada is saying, after writing all these things, he was saying, love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is therefore the perfectional stage of real knowledge. In understanding things as they are, our mind can never be vacant. The mind is constantly occupied with some kind of thought, and the subject matter of such thought cannot be outside the eight elements of Krishna's energy. One who knows this philosophical aspect of all thoughts is actually a wise man, and he surrenders unto Krishna. The gopis are the typical example of this perfectional stage of knowledge. They are not simple mental speculators. Their minds are always in Krishna. The mind is nothing but the energy of Krishna. Actually, any person who can think, feel, act, will, cannot be separated from Krishna. But the stage in which he can understand him, understand his eternal relationship, is called Krishna consciousness. The diseased condition in which he cannot understand his eternal relationship with Krishna is the contaminated stage or Maya. Since the gopis are on the platform of pure transcendental knowledge, their minds are always filled with Krishna consciousness. For example, as there is no separation between fire and air, so there is no separation between Krishna and the living entities. When the living entities forget Krishna, they are not in their normal condition. As for the gopis, because they are always thinking of Krishna, they are on the absolute stage of perfection in knowledge. The so-called empiric philosophers sometimes think that the path of the bhakti is meant for the less intelligent. But unless the so-called man of knowledge comes to the platform of bhakti, his knowledge is certainly impure and imperfect. Actually, the stage of perfection, one's eternal relationship with Krishna, is love in separation. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Love and separation. Let go peace to everything. And we are also eternally, you see, apparently separate from Krishna. So we can remember in love Krishna. And engaging ourselves in Krishna service. Just the six Goswamis will be doing. Krishna, where are you? Radharani, are you near Govardhan Hill, at the foot of the hill of Govardhan, or near Radha Kunda, or Sham Kunda, or on the bank of Jamuna, Lalita, Vishaka, where are you? All the Goswamis. They didn't say, I have found Krishna.
They are the best devotees. Prabhupada said, we should, ideally, our devotees whom we should learn time to try to are the six Goswami's parents. They have been given responsible surgeries to write books, construct temple, chant, and find out places of where Krishna has passed and they did there. And they are mad after Krishna saying like this. This they are in Goswami Astaka. You know that, Prabhupada sings. And Prabhupada said, they never said, I found Krishna. In separation, they are serving Krishna. The mood of separation, they are serving Krishna. Chanting, singing, dancing, offering obeisances, forget their bodily demands. Sometimes, just after a whole day, maybe with some dry chapati, few, and little dry chana, chippies. Or maybe after a whole day, in the evening, just little, in a lip cup, small, little matha, that means buttermilk, you can say. Still people in Vrindavan. Just after a whole day, maybe with some dry chapati, few, and little dry chana, chippies. Or maybe after a whole day, in the evening, just little, in a lip cup, small, little matha, that means buttermilk, you can say. Still people in Vrindavan go, and they say, just chapati, some little matha. They may not eat so little, maybe. The Goswami is there, because and they forget the bodily demand, sleeping. They may be sleeping 1.5 hour, 2 hours. The Prabhupada said, this is called Krishna consciousness. You enjoy your service so much, then you forget gradually, your bodily demand become less and less, and service become more and more. The many Prabhupada's disciples still there. They're doing responsible service in Krishna consciousness, going down the world, hardly they have got time. And they're working very hard. They hardly have time to sleep or eat. This is the way we can observe Krishna in separation. Always absorbed in thought of Krishna. And Prabhupada's daughter, Prabhupada used to sleep very little. And someone eat something. Like that. That day we told one story. How Prabhupada, after a whole day preaching, he took just a glass of milk and puri and little sugar. He said, this is called Krishna consciousness. Day and night, work hard for Krishna, meditate on Krishna's pastime. How do you have to do for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Meditate on both this. And after that, what is required for the body? Just taking little rest, little food, just prasad, just take it. And go back to your head. Excuse me. 8:40, 25, I think too much time. So this is called meditation in Krishna consciousness, to be absorbed in the thought how to serve Krishna. This is what Prabhupada said. All Krishna's form, beauty, pastime. And Prabhupada wants to serve as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desires. As devotee asks, I can't always meditate as over Prabhupada about Krishna's form. Doesn't matter. You serve to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. That way you go back to us. That's why here, all of us. You don't have to be stereotyped devotee. Everybody has a particular assignment. Somebody is preaching, somebody is doing pujari, somebody is making garland, somebody is cooking. It's all from Krishna, for Krishna. One could be dressing Krishna. Prabhupada said, if he is very nicely does, with all love and affection, working very hard, could be he or she be fortunate. When you go back to spiritual world, do the same thing, close association with Krishna, dressing Krishna, making garland for Krishna, making, you know, decorating Krishna, painting Krishna, cooking for Krishna under the guidance of Radharani. Some devotees, first class cook, Prabhupada said, don't think I am first class.
You cannot excel Radharani. She is the best cook. In artwork, she is best. Her name is one, Gandharvika. Gandharvika means she is very good in dancing, singing, playing instrument. She knows all this art. Nobody can excel her. So she is called Gandharvika. Gandharvika Giridhari. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he used to tell about Radharani Gandharvika, she couldn't check his emotion. But this we can discuss. One day we may have this. We shouldn't copy Saint Liberty. But Prabhupada may not beat us physically, your physical vision mercy, but still we can associate with Prabhupada, reading his book, following his instruction, and Prabhupada's grandchildren, grand disciples, they can also associate with Prabhupada now, this way. Just like Prabhupada's disciples, they are responsible disciples, they are working very, very hard throughout the world and following Prabhupada's instruction. They don't have time to sleep, eat, there are some very hard work to spread Krishna consciousness, make devotees all around the world. Someday we can see and can learn from them, work with them. Even grand disciples, some of them, working very, very hard, following the instruction of Prabhupada. There was good devotee, there is, they are coming also. So we can associate with good devotee and become also good and eligible. Like Jayananda, and go back to Gaurira, Jayananda, hopefully gone, we can also go back and help others to go back to Gaurira. If we can make one devotee, Krishna is very pleased. We try to make as many as possible. Because the advancement or progress or success in preaching, you see how many you have made devotees. Any question, comment? So this is our object of meditation, career purpose order, where he shows us. He says, don't add, don't subtract. What I gave you, just follow. You can do as I did, you can also do. Do some of them.
Maharaj, thank you. We should learn to go to Krishna with devotion, never thinking that we have them. But as we see, the six Goswamis, they have the most, like Archduke Graha themselves, of Krishna. So it's very difficult when you've got the Archduke Graha not to think that you've already got Krishna. So how, when you've already got Krishna, do you still know your separation that you haven't got him?
Krishna is the transcendental personality, simply reading book, Bhagavad Gita Srimad, doesn't hassle him, he understood. You see? It's a matter, pratyakshagama. You ask your deity, he answers you. So yet to know Krishna, I think. You see, he's standing in three-vent form. You see his eyes, beautiful, so beautiful that you forget other things, like bow. Highest attraction towards the world, you become free form, then you might be seeing Krishna. I don't think I mean, look at Krishna's eyebrow. Do I forget, become free from all other attraction of this world? I would say no. What do you think? You forget, you become free? So, you are yet to see Krishna. One Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Mahaprabhu, I have seen Krishna. Krishna is in Kaliya, in the Kaliya Daha lake. And I say, you are fool. You didn't see Krishna. Something else. He found out that maybe fishermen catching fish and with light, it appears like maybe the Krishna is killing Kaliya, maybe jail, all these things. It's not so easy to see Krishna. When once you see Krishna, you will never stop seeing. You will all the time see. So you can know whether you have seen. Do you think you have seen? According to eligibility, you can see. According to your adhikar, you can see Krishna now in this form. That's all. Now this form can talk to you. Can walk with you. Depending on your quality of devotional surrender. So one Brahman, he came to give witness. Covering 1,000 kilometers or mile. A Brahmin in Vrindavan. He went to for pilgrimage, and Krishna is coming behind him. He talked to him with Krishna, you come to give me witness. Now, that way you are not seeing, I suppose. But according to Adhikar, you are seeing Krishna. Prabhupada only gave lecture. I listened to him. Prabhupada said, can anybody see Krishna? You are not seeing one man, outsider, than devotee sitting. He said, Swamiji, I don't see Krishna. Oh, everybody sitting, looking at the deity and the Prabhupada in the corner. Prabhupada said, there is devotee sitting here, can't you see Krishna? He said, yeah, let's see. She can see? Oh, I see. According to Radhika, as much you are, you know, eligible, Krishna, you see Krishna in this form. The more advanced, you can see more about Krishna. Just like yesterday we were reading, you may be there, how Paramananda, Madhavendra Puri, he is doing japa. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, even doing japa, you can see Krishna. Just the very word Krishna is non-defined from Krishna. And you become free from bodily concept, go beyond mental platform. He said, this word, Hare Krishna, is just Krishna. You can feel it, perceive it. Now, we are not that level still. I don't know you, at least I am not. I frankly admit. So, Madhavendra Puri in a level is a Paramahansa. He is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he won't eat anything. Now, he said, I go on day and night chanting. And Krishna cannot see that thing, my devotee, without eating, drinking, he is doing japa. I don't want. So little boy, he saw a little boy coming, cowherd boy in Vrindavan, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Hey Baba, what? I have brought some milk for you. Oh, I say, how do you know? You are fasting, you are not eating anything, simply day and night doing japa. How do you know that? And he explained how you know. So many people passing, ladies taking water, something, you will read it in scripture. Okay, anyway, wait, I will drink the milk and then leave. Back there. He said, no, I will come later, don't worry about that. And he said, oh, nectar, it tastes like nectar, I have never tasted milk like that. Who is this little boy? Looks like from this village. He said, in my village, I don't want anybody, you know, starving. You are starving and doing japa. They still love in Vrindavan. If somebody will do devotion service, you will find some guy. Come. I was last year, a year before, I lost the devotees, Parikramata. I was going with the distribution, distributing party. And other party, they sometimes go faster. Yes, he's lying behind. I don't know how to catch them. The Pujibashi, this guy in the field, I was thinking, make it a shortcut to catch them. Couldn't trace them. Lost. The Pujibashi guy saying, go to the village, you look very old now. Go and eat something. And why you eat? By nature, I'm a little timid. I don't ask somebody to give me this. And he said, go to the village. Anybody sees you, he'll ask you. Come here, take some chapati, take some matha. I don't know whether I went. I went again because I'm a little shy. Look what? Went to the village then again. He said, it looks old now, the sun is scorching. Go through this field this way, you can catch your men. They're there. But you can, before that, go to that village. It's quite light. You go eat something in the morning. Some Gujarat in the field, Gujarat. They're very nice. So anyway, so you did that. There are too many devotees that they like that. They call them and give prasad, chapati. So then he was falling asleep because you know if you take some milk, sometimes it could be drowsy. He was drowsy. Suddenly he saw in a dream that boy again came in a dream. And he said, look, for a long time I didn't eat anything. I'm feeling very hot. I didn't take bath for many long time. And he said, you see this bush on the hill of, he was doing this thing, japa, near on Kunda, I think Govinda Kunda. Huh? Govani Parikramata, you see. Govinda Kunda? I think, yes, yes. He was doing that. By the side of, on the bank, there is a Gordhan, and there is some bush, and he's in a dream he's showing. Now from here you go there, you find there is a bush like this. And underneath I am there. And the Jagannam Retcha came, Pujari, you know, got scared. He thought, maybe he put me. And for to save himself, he also ran away. And before that, he put me underground. So I am under the dirt, I am there. Dig me up and bring me out and bathe me. Nicely, I am feeling warm. and feed me. I've done a long time, I don't eat. I'm very, very hungry. Anayur, anayur, all this. That place is called anayur. Bring more, more, more. So Madhavendra at once got up. I said, oh, he was in ecstasy. Tears rolled down his eyes. Krishna personally came to give you more. And I couldn't recognize this little boy is Krishna. This is another verse. And when you know that Ritchi Chaitanya Chaitanya is there, how he celebrated Annakut, that means Govardhan Puja. Heaps of chapati, heaps of sabji, heaps of dal, heaps of milk, sweet rice, people are being, heaps. And Krishna said, Anayor, Anayor, bring more, more, more. And he distributing that after feeding Krishna. Wonderful pastime. I may not be exactly word by word correct. You read it in Chaitanya Chaitanya, it's wonderful. You can even think of that. Who knows, one day some devotee may meet Krishna like that, and these guys come from Vrindavan, another person. There are many stories like that. The time is too short, otherwise so many things can be said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, coming, and one of his devotees is meditating. And other thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won't come. He said, no, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come back soon. He won't go to Vrindavan. Look, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back. And he's meditating how he is making nice ghat for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all in a carpet made of best flowers, fragrant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is walking over there. Nice ghat with swans, beautiful, and lotuses there. And Chaitanya is walking through them. He's meditating like that. And actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot go beyond Kanai Natsala, up to there. And he's not going to Vrindavan. He could tell. He's meditating on that. Another time, something happened. It may be exactly that, what I'm saying, like that. Another, he's a very powerful devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And devotee said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not here, he's somewhere else. He won't come, but he's supposed to come here. He's not coming. He's meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And gave a bhoga to Nisimhadev and other deities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe Jagannath Balade Shodha. And how, to their surprise, he said, now look, they expected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. They said, he's not coming. Then he's meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering all this food. Maybe Pradyumna Mishra, something, devotee. Pradyumna Brahmachari. Later on, his name was changed to Nisimha Brahmachari. Because he's so powerful, he's meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming from there. Suddenly, he came there. He's not supposed to come. He came there and started eating. He said, hey, why are you eating Nisimhadev's? I offer. He got up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. He's teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that he is non-different from Nisimhadev, Jagannath. So all, everything is eating up. That is a wonderful pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is also meditating. So another story is there. So many things come. There's a South Indian Brahmin, he's thinking to serve Krishna. He saw so many beautiful temples, the deities, the ornaments, the garlands, dresses, how nicely they are bathed and served, bringing water from all sacred river. So he had the desire to also have a temple, deity worship, but he's very poor. He cannot have good clothes even and feed himself and have his food. So one day, by arrangement of the Lord, by providence, one day he heard that somewhere they are reading scripture. And he heard, one can do this thing mentally even. There is a story like that, of a South Indian Brahmin. And then he thought, under a tree every day he start meditating on all those things. Most beautiful deity he can think of. And most wonderful, attractive temple. And he will every day mentally, he will be doing, serving them. Dressing them with the best possible dresses Krishna likes, and decorate him with best possible garland Krishna likes, and turban, dress, whatever Krishna likes, clothing, flowers, fruits, and food stuff. He will cook for Krishna. He will bathe Krishna with bringing water from the most sacred river, Ganga, Jamuna, Narmada, Tapti, Godavari, Krishna, Sindhu, with gold kalas, water pot. Will himself drink. Actually, he is doing mentally all these things. Close his eyes, every day he meditates. And one day he is thinking, I will serve Krishna. Krishna likes so many things. He cooks for him. Actually, he's doing nothing. There is no fire, there is no pots, there is no ingredients, rice, milk, coconut, ghee, and he brings them and cooking. And in Vaikuntha, Narayan is watching, just like parents sometimes watch what their daughter, son doing little. Seeing father, his son may be doing, shaving his, with a toy. And daughter may be cooking, seeing his mother. So mother, father, sometimes they enjoy what they're doing. The Lord also is enjoying what he's doing. Though he's in Vaikuntha, he can see what he's doing. This guy has got nothing. He's a pauper, but he is trying to serve me. He's so enthusiastic, mentally thinking like that. He was very pleased with him. At the point, while eating, he's cooking sweet chai and he's thinking. Now, sweet chai is supposed to be most palatable when it's cold. So devotees usually niskanda cook at night, the day before, so that whole night it stays and very cool, and devotees then relish it next day. Krishna relish it. So he's thinking how to give Krishna highest pleasure, so he can enjoy sweet chai. So let me check whether it is still warm or cool down. And he's so absorbed. There is no fire, there is no milk, there is no pot, there is no rice, there is no sugar, but he's absorbed in that thought every day. And that day is dinner. So when he was thinking, let me try with my finger, whether it is offerable, but it's still hot. To his surprise, he's so much absorbed, he finds it, that it is not offerable, it's still hot. And he found not only that, he's so absorbed, his meditation broke, he's absorbed in the thought, that absorption, thought is broke, and he opened his eyes, it's got one. And Vaikuntha, and Lord is surrounded, Lakshmi Devi is massaging feet, and Prahlad Maha is standing, four Veda personifies, glorifying the Lord, and other associates, four Kumara, there, and they are wondering, why Lord is smiling? Because he is watching all these things, Krishna. Lord Narayan can see everything. This one. If somebody asked, I forgot who, you lady. Why you are smiling? He said. He told that thing. So, in short, he told, and asked his ambassador, Duta, his agent, go to South India and bring back my devotee there. He doesn't have to stay in material existence now. He should come back to the spiritual world and serve me here. He has achieved purpose. I am very pleased with him. How eager he is to serve me. Something like that. And he told, I find something very amusing. Just like parents find amusing when a son, daughter, little, copy them and do something. You know, cooking, like his mother, little girl, alpha, little son, copy his father. So they enjoy. So Lord is enjoying and he liked it. So our business is simply how to please Krishna. And Krishna is pleased, we achieve perfection, go back to God. And Krishna sent his agents to bring him back. This is also meditation. So Prabhupada said, we should be meditating. What our Guru said, how to do that? How to carry out his order, do all those services. Hare Krishna, any question or comment? 20 to 10, maybe I should stop here. I'm sorry, taking on so much of your time. I thought some devotee old, like our Shambhu or our other, oh my God, brothers, these are old in the movement. They should speak every day, same person saying, you may feel a little bored maybe. I'm just repeating how to remember. I was not prepared today. You know, I didn't find time to read a little the verse to prepare what I will tell you. And whatever Prabhupada brings me to my misunderstanding. Say anything wrong, you can tell. Any question or comment? Ajayananda Bhu is giving good class, I remember, in early days in the very place. He doesn't like, he said, no, he. Okay. I'd like to listen also.
You know the way the Brahmin was meditating on cooking sweet rice. He didn't actually do it.
He didn't do it. He's not doing, but he's mentally doing. He's in his thinking is like that. Closed his eyes, mentally, he's cooking this. It is every day, He closed his eyes and think, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. He's not going to bring water. But mentally, he closed his eyes thinking, I'm drinking water from Jamuna, Ganga, with golden colors like that. This is what Prabhupada says. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada says. I'm full. Maybe I'm just repeating this.
You say if someone meditates on some other kind of service, but is actually not doing it, is it just as beneficial?
I will say, what I know I will say, one should be meditating what his Sadhguru has asked him, how to do that, he should be meditating. Others I don't know, he can't tell.
Letter from Srila Prabhupada. In the case of that Brahmin, you mentioned he was in a position where he wanted sincerely to do that service, but was unable by providence arrangement.
That's very good.
Prabhupada said in one letter that one devotee had broken their legs or something, and they were book distributor, and they really wanted to go on book distribution, but were unable. And they were asking Prabhupada, what is my condition? And Prabhupada actually said that, you know, because you're sincere, you're not trying to avoid the activity. There's a difference between not being able to do the activity and obtaining the activity, so to speak. So he wasn't trying to avoid the activity, but just physically incapable of doing it, but internally desired strongly to do it. And Prabhupada said, actually, you'll get just as much benefit in this mentality of action if you're actually doing the activity in that particular case. So that seemed to be the issue. It wasn't so much, you know, a simple thing that we can just meditate on going.
It reminds me another thing, Prabhupada said. Once Vasudev doctor, maybe Vasudev doctor, Vasudev Ghosh, Vasudev, one devotee, and he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, told him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was such a great devotee, Parshwari said, Mahaprabhu, I want that all the living entities are delivered by you. And whatever the sinful activity they did, I will suffer for them. Please take them back to her. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, because of this mental, you are a pure devotee. This is a Vaishnava's quality. And you, simply because of your desire, they will be obtained. But that doesn't necessarily mean we just copy. We are not in that level doing that. Prabhupada said, don't copy others. You should learn from others. You are not in that level when you everything copy. Then something happen unpleasantly. You have to know where Adhika, where you are situated. Accordingly, you should act. Not copy of you.
I have one other thing someone asked Prabhupada about, just mentally offering prasadam. And he said, well, maybe you could mentally just take prasadam.
Take prasadam.
And there was someone else that didn't go to Mangaladi, and they said, Mangaladi's in your heart, you can just meditate on it. stay in the sleeping bag and just think about it.
Prabhupada, that's the right answer. Read Prabhupada's letter, you'll see things in proper perspective, not just avoiding, and I simply think, don't do any work. Prabhupada didn't tell that. I remember, one Prabhupada, somebody said, Prabhupada, what happened to the money? Prabhupada is lost. Maybe people, Prabhupada said. Then he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, must be this is the arrangement of Krishna. This is the problem. Prabhupada said, no! This is your fault! Even if you're negligent, you should be careful, this is Krishna's money. You should know how to save it and use it properly. Others are there to take care of your money. This is Krishna's money. You are negligent. This is your fault. This is not Krishna's arrangement. Like that. You see it in property, no? Anything else? Maybe a lot of time. 12 minutes. We'll finish it here. Thank you very much.